Good morning.
Good morning.
Try that one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is a good morning. Every Sunday morning is a good morning. The day of the Lord's resurrection. Some of you are in classes or school or preschool. Do you have a smart aleck in your class? Now, none of you are a smart aleck, of course. Oh, right, right. Yeah. You know what a smart aleck is in your class? No? Oh, but you are blessed. Do you know what the smart aleck act like in school? They just are really annoying. Yeah. Very annoying. And you know, I've got some news for you. When you get older, there's still smart alecks in class. And you know, you go to work and have a job, there's still smart aleck there. You just deal with them. Because God is always sending somebody in your life to kind of rub you a little wrong so you can be a more polished jewel for Jesus. Here's a thought. Yale University, a real fancy school for older, smart people, there are a lot of people at divinity school who are studying to be ministers. And unfortunately, even some ministers, at least those who are studying to be ministers, can include a smart aleck once in a while, too. And there was a very famous and very smart professor from Germany there. He could speak four languages besides reading the Bible in Greek and Hebrew. And just really smart. And he wrote books about the Bible and about Jesus and about God that really gets you thinking about what truth is when it comes to God. In fact, if you could pile all the books that he's written, they'd be about this high. And they're just amazing. His name's Karl Barth. He's with Jesus now. But 50 years ago, he was still alive. And he was at Yale University to tell the students there, you know, about some of the things he was had written about. And one of the smart aleck students decided he'd really stump Dr. Karl Barth. Because he pointed out to Dr. Barth in the question and answer period, "You've got books this high that you've written about Jesus." Dr. Barth says, "Yes, I suppose that's right." He says, "Well, when we are learning to preach, they tell us we should have our sermon be able to tell it in one sentence." Don't you wish some preachers would only do that? Not the pastor, of course. But anyway, he says, "Dr. Barth, can you put all your books in one sentence?" And he, "Yeah, wow." And everybody went, "Oh, why embarrass this famous, smart man like this?" And Dr. Barth just smiles. "Well, of course I can." And the sentence is this: "Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so." Next question. And that smart aleck was really put down, and he's absolutely right. The Congregation of Eternal 191, is a red hymnal book in front of you somewhere. A red hymnal, 191. Number 191. If the most true thing that you can ever learn is that Jesus always loves you. On Valentine's Day, who loves you? Who loves you? Parents, friends, but you know someone will love you all your life. And when everybody else, God and Jesus, right? Jesus loves you. It goes like this. Jesus loves you. There's a little hole in there. Talk to your folks at home. Maybe they can put this up on the wall in their bedroom because this glows in the dark. When I was in your age, I loved the cross that would glow in the dark. And when you see the cross, remember, you say the words with me, "Jesus loves me." Now say it aloud. "Jesus loves," again, "Jesus loves me." Look at the cross. Look down at the cross and say the three words. Jesus loves me.